Hello.
Good afternoon. We're calling because we're conducting a survey to help us better understand. Hello?
To understand what?
Okay, to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey, okay?
Okay.
Okay, when thinking about the directions in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay. Thank you. When thinking about the issues, somewhat satisfied. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that it is not an important issue to you, and 10 means that it's a very important issue to you.
Okay,
crime,
go ahead.
Crime and violence.
Go ahead.
Okay,
what about crime?
Crime
is that
violence.
Is that an important issue to me? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so would you rate that between 0 and 10? Which would be your qualification?
About 7.
Okay. Climate change.
0.
Okay.
I'm not interested in the... Go ahead.
Jobs and wages.
Four.
Student loans, debt.
0.
Immigration.
6.
Okay. Democracy.
Ten. Very important.
Okay. K-12 education.
Pardon me?
K-12 education.
K-12.
Mm-hmm.
Education. Yeah. Kindergarten through the 12th grade is very important to me. Yes.
Okay. Healthcare.
Very important.
Number 10. Abortion rights?
That's a lady's right to choose. Yes, it's a 10.
Okay. Voting rights?
10.
Racism and discrimination?
What we're going to do, well, that's actually, it's really not that important anymore because there's not a lot of racism.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give that. There's certain areas of the country where racism is important. But as far as I'm concerned, I got just as many white friends as I have black friends and Puerto Ricans. Okay. So I give that a 0.
Okay. Inflation and the cost of living.
That's important. About 6.
6. Okay. Housing rights.
6.
Criminal justice reform.
5. They're all working on that all the time.
Okay. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up and prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means that you are extremely likely to vote?
10. I probably work at the polls. I usually work at the polls, but go ahead.
Okay. And what is your race?
African-American.
Thank you. Do you think yourself as male, female, or something else?
I'm a female, all the way.
What is your year of birth?
December 17th, 1944.
1944, okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I was a registered nurse for 40 years, and I got an award from the president.
Okay, so that's like a professional degree, master's degree?
I was a registered nurse. You couldn't get no higher than the kind of nurse I was.
Okay. Now, no matter how
that was professional. Okay, go ahead.
No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power your vote has on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make a change on issues that matter to you.
10.
Okay. Now, how much power do you feel that Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
8.
Okay. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that, okay?
8.
Okay, Bob Casey. Bob Casey.
Is he a Democrat or a Republican?
If you haven't heard about him, you can say never heard of it.
Never heard of him.
Josh Shapiro.
Oh, I give him a 10.
10, okay. John Fetterman?
I don't know a lot about him.
Okay. Larry Krasner?
I don't know a lot about him either.
Charlie Parker?
I don't know.
And J.D. Vance?
I don't know.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Democrat.
What will be the name of the president?
Harris. Her last name is Harris.
I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Thank you. From whom do you vote in 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
I always vote straight Democrat.
Okay.
I worked at the polls then, but yeah, I voted. I'm a straight Democrat.
Okay, so you voted for Joe Biden.
Sure did.
Okay. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference or a big difference?
A big difference.
Thank you. I'm going to read a list of possible reasons why your vote might not make a difference. Please select three reasons that apply to you. Politicians don't keep their promises.
I don't agree with that.
Okay. The system is racist and not built to support Black people.
I don't even agree with that.
Okay.
It depends on who you vote for. Go ahead.
Politicians don't push policies that specifically benefit Black people.
Say that again.
Politicians don't push policies that specifically benefit Black people.
I don't know about that.
The issues that matter to me are never on the agenda.
That's not true.
Okay.
Issues that matter to me are on the agenda.
Okay. There's not enough outreach to people like me.
I don't agree with that. No.
Okay. Do you have any other reason why your vote might not make the difference?
I might get sick and not be able to go vote.
Mm-hmm.
I work the polls, but I might get sick and not be able to go.
Okay. Thank you.
I might be sick in the hospital. Who knows?
Okay. Now, do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the following statement? Most people will take advantage of you if you let them.
People will take advantage of people if you let them. I agree with that.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I agree.
Agree, okay. I'm going to read you a list of factors that might make you feel like your vote would make a difference. Please select the top three reasons that apply to you. Number one, if there were Black leadership or organizations that held the government accountable to the Black community.
I don't believe that people just hold issues, the issues of the African American race are not addressed. I believe they are addressed.
Okay, so this is the question, right? It says, read the list of factors that might make you feel that your vote will make a difference. So do you think this one that I read to you is if there were Black leadership or organizations that held the government accountable to the Black community, this make your vote a difference?
No, because I don't believe that issues that Black the members of the Black community would only be interested in what had to do with the Black community. I don't believe that. I think it has to do with everybody.
Okay. If there was more transparency to track how my tax dollars are being spent by politicians.
No, that doesn't matter to me. They the politicians, and I'm not, and I trust that the politicians know what the politicians are supposed to do.
Okay. If I could get all government benefits, like help with students' loans, small business money, tax credits, and home utility discounts on one website or app.
I don't know.
Okay. If there was easier access to voting in Black neighbors, example, more polling places and mail-in voting?
Well, I always work the polls. So in my area where I live, there are more whites than black. But I work the polls, so the color of a person's skin shouldn't have anything to do with how they vote.
Okay. If black people have more money and resources?
Do black people have more money and resources? Mm-hmm. Depends on who the black people are. If they're a registered nurse like me, I got more money than a lot of black people I know. And okay. You know what I mean?
Okay. So you wouldn't select any of these, like, if any of these make you feel like your vote would make a difference?
I believe my vote makes a difference.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome. Are we finished?
Okay. Now we are 73% completed, okay?
Oh, yes. I got to hurry up. My daughter's going to be picking. Go ahead. Hurry up.
Okay. We're going to go through real quick. Now, I'm going to list some of policies that, if implemented, would empower black communities by ensuring or electing officials represent our community, experience, and priorities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each policy would motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the policy would strongly motivate you to vote, and 5 means that you're not sure, and 0 means that the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Number 1, it's easy to doubt government promises, but our strength can secure resources. Governor Shapiro is offering $10.5 million in federal grants for small, diverse business affected by COVID-19. Grants range from $2,500 to $10,000. Stand with U.S. or involvement is crucial. It's our duty to take advantage of this resource. How would you rate this from 0 to 10?
10 meaning, yes, it's very important that happened.
Okay. Sometimes it feels like politicians make promises they never keep. But we hold the power to demand accountability and push for change in our communities. Mayor Cheryl Parker, $6.3 billion on budget is a step forward, funding more police officers, better streets, improved public transit, and cleaner neighbors. Okay. No matter what party is in control, sometimes life does not get better for many of us in the black community. But as Nipsey Hussle said, sometimes you have to take 2 steps back to take 10 forward. Change can take a long time, but it does happen. Our votes are leveraged. If they don't deliver for our communities, we'll make sure they're out of a job.
I agree with that. If they don't do well, then next time they don't get my vote.
Okay, so would you rate from 0 to 10?
10 being most likely.
Okay.
Yeah, 10.
They want us to believe nothing gets better, so we don't vote. But we can hold our leaders accountable and demand real changes. This year, the Pennsylvania Senate Democrats took a big step forward, passing key police reform bills. Senate Bill 459 requires police to maintain detailed records of use of force incidents. Our community's future is at stake. If they don't put set up, we'll vote them out of and find someone who will. From 0 to 10.
I think we should find someone who will. 10.
Thank you.
Now, I'm going to have to go. But you can ask me one more question.
Okay, no, I was just going to say, like, thank you for your responses so far. I'm going to ask you just some more questions. Sometimes people change their mind, perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now, okay?
Okay, I got to go, go ahead.
No matter how frequently you vote elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you, using the scale from 0 to 10?
It's very much, it matters to me. I vote straight Democrat. And a couple times I didn't, but I usually go straight Democrat.
Okay, so you would qualify from 0 to 10. That 10 means it has a lot of power, your vote.
Yes, it does.
Okay, thank you. How much power do you feel the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? From 0 to 10, where 10 means that Black community has a lot of power.
I'd say about a 6.
Okay. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
A big difference.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in 2024 November elections from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you are extremely likely to vote and 0 means that you're not likely to vote?
10.
10, okay. Do you consider yourself heterosexual, straight to, lesbian, gay, or bisexual?
I'm just a woman. I'm a female, period.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm a widow as of June the 28th. June the 28th, my husband died.
Okay. My condolences to you. Are you a parent or a guardian of a children under 18?
No, my children are 50 years old and 54 and 50 years old, 54 and 49, you know, they have their own lives. I got plenty of grandkids.
Okay. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, I'm African American.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered to vote.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
I'm a Democrat.
Thank you.
I have to go now.
Oh, ma'am, we're about to finish. Just 5% more. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democrat.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status?
I'm retired. I was a registered nurse for almost 50 years. I'm retired.
Okay. And last year, in 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Oh, my God.
As an estimate.
For the whole year?
Yeah, so you said, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Estimate doesn't have
about
to be
50, I don't know. I have, let's see. Wait a minute. 2 times 12. I'm going to say maybe about 60,000. I don't know.
Okay.
More than that. I don't know.
What is your present religion, if any?
I'm a Baptist.
Baptist, okay. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year, seldom or never?